Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Human Universe by Professor Brian Cox is a popular science work that examines humanity through physics, cosmology, astronomy, biology, and evolutionary history. Written as a companion to the BBC television series, it is not a technical textbook, but an accessible inquiry into large questions such as why humans exist, whether life is rare, where Earth fits in cosmic history, and what future intelligence might have. Cox uses the scale of the universe to frame human beings as both physically small and scientifically remarkable. The book connects familiar scientific themes, including the Big Bang, stellar evolution, planetary formation, natural selection, and the search for extraterrestrial life, with philosophical reflections on meaning and value. Its purpose is to show that human consciousness and civilization can be understood as natural outcomes of physical law without reducing their significance. The result is a work that combines explanation, wonder, and argument about the place of human life in a vast universe. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, human significance is reconsidered through cosmic scale rather than denied by it. A central concern of Human Universe is the tension between the immensity of the cosmos and the apparent specialness of human experience. Cox does not treat astronomical scale as a reason to dismiss human value. Instead, he uses it to sharpen the question of why a small biological species on one planet can understand galaxies, particles, and deep time. The book repeatedly places human life against enormous spatial and temporal backgrounds, showing that Earth is neither central in the old cosmological sense nor meaningless in a simple philosophical sense. This approach changes the usual discussion of insignificance. If humans are made of ordinary matter and exist for a brief period, then consciousness, language, mathematics, art, and science become more striking, not less. The reasoning is physical rather than mystical. The same universe that contains stars and black holes also permits organisms capable of asking how those things exist. Human significance, therefore, arises from the capacity to know, interpret, and create meaning within nature. The book stands apart from purely awe-based astronomy writing because it treats wonder as something that follows from evidence and explanation, not as a substitute for them. Secondly, simple physical laws can generate biological and cultural complexity. Human Universe emphasizes the idea that simple underlying laws can produce systems of extraordinary complexity. Cox presents the universe as governed by a relatively small set of physical principles, yet those principles unfold into stars, planets, chemistry, life, nervous systems, and human civilization. The intellectual force of this idea lies in the difference between rule and outcome. A concise physical law can be easy to state, while the consequences of that law may be impossible to predict in every detail. This helps explain why life and consciousness can be natural without being trivial. The book uses this logic to connect physics with biology and culture. Atoms form molecules. Molecules support cells. Cells evolve into organisms. And organisms eventually build languages, machines, institutions, and scientific theories. Cox avoids presenting complexity as evidence against science. Instead, he treats complexity as one of the deepest products of scientific order. This is important because it rejects a false choice between explanation and meaning. To explain the material basis of human beings is not to empty them of value. The book argues that meaning can emerge from organized matter, just as snowflakes, ecosystems, and civilizations emerge from lawful but richly interacting processes. Thirdly, evolutionary history links human intelligence to Earth's changing environment. The book presents human beings as part of a long evolutionary sequence, rather than as an isolated arrival. Cox draws attention to the fact that intelligence depends on a chain of environmental, biological, and planetary conditions. Earth had to form in a stable orbit, acquire the chemistry necessary for life, sustain liquid water, and pass through immense periods of biological change before Homo sapiens appeared. This perspective places human consciousness within deep time. The result is not a simple story of progress, but a recognition of contingency. Evolution does not aim at humans in advance, and many events in Earth history could have produced different outcomes. Yet the emergence of human intelligence is also not outside nature. It is rooted in selection, adaptation, cooperation, and the development of brains capable of memory, abstraction, and communication. Cox uses this framework to connect cosmology with anthropology. The atoms in human bodies originate in cosmic processes, while the capacities of human minds arise from biological processes on Earth. This double inheritance is one of the defining arguments of the book. Humanity belongs to the universe materially and to Earth historically, so any account of human meaning must include both cosmic origin and evolutionary development. Fourthly, The search for other life clarifies what may be rare about Earth and humanity. Human Universe treats the possibility of extraterrestrial life as a scientific problem that reshapes how we think about ourselves. The question is not handled as fantasy, but as a disciplined inquiry into planets, chemistry, probability, and observational limits. Cox considers why the universe contains vast numbers of stars and planets, yet evidence for other intelligent civilizations remains absent. This tension makes the search for life intellectually important, even before any discovery occurs. It forces a distinction between simple life, complex life, and technological intelligence. Microbial life might be relatively common if suitable chemistry and stable environments occur often. Complex organisms may require a narrower set of conditions. Technological civilizations may be rarer still, because they depend not only on biology but also on social learning, language, energy use, and survival across dangerous transitions. The value of this topic is that it prevents simplistic conclusions. A large universe does not automatically guarantee nearby intelligent life, and silence does not prove humanity is alone. The book uses this uncertainty to deepen the sense of responsibility attached to human civilization. If intelligence is rare, then culture, science, and self-awareness are not merely local achievements but potentially scarce cosmic phenomena. Lastly, humanity's future depends on scientific understanding and long-term perspective. The final dimension of Human Universe concerns the future of human civilization. Cox presents science not only as a way to describe the universe, but also as a practical tool for survival and expansion. A species that understands planetary risk, climate, asteroid impacts, energy, biology, and space has a better chance of enduring than one guided only by short-term habit. The book does not present the future as guaranteed. Human intelligence is powerful but fragile, and civilization depends on networks of knowledge, cooperation, and technology that can fail. This makes the cosmic perspective ethically relevant. Seeing Earth as one planet in a vast universe can reduce parochial thinking and highlight the shared vulnerability of all humans. At the same time, the book connects future possibility with exploration. Space travel, astronomical observation, and physics are not treated as distractions from human concerns, but as extensions of them. To understand the universe is to understand the conditions that made us and the limits we may face. Cox positions the future as an open problem shaped by evidence-based decisions. The practical implication is that curiosity, education, and scientific literacy are not luxuries. They are part of the infrastructure of any durable human future. In conclusion, Human Universe is best suited to readers who want a broad, accessible account of humanity's place in the cosmos rather than a narrow treatment of one scientific field. It will appeal to general readers interested in astronomy, physics, evolution, the origin of life, and philosophical questions about meaning. And NDA, with readers with advanced scientific training may find some explanations introductory, but the value of the book lies in synthesis. It connects subjects that are often separated, showing how cosmology, planetary science, biology, and human culture form one continuous account of emergence. The intellectual benefit is a clearer understanding of how human beings can be both ordinary in material composition and extraordinary in cognitive capacity. The practical benefit is a stronger appreciation of scientific thinking as a method for addressing existential questions without abandoning wonder. Compared with many popular cosmology books, Human Universe stands out because it is explicitly centered on humanity without becoming anthropocentric in the old sense. It does not claim that the universe was made for humans, but it does argue that humans are among the most complex known outcomes of the universe. Compared with purely philosophical works on meaning, it grounds its reflections in empirical science. Compared with television companion books that merely illustrate a series, it offers a coherent argument about origin, rarity, responsibility, and future possibility. If you would like to support Professor Brian Cox, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.